Good morning, gentlemen. So there is a siman in Shulchan Aruch that since we talk now about the cause of Birkat HaMazon, Shulchan Aruch talks about the dinim of pagum, which are complex and long. But the concept of kos pagum is what the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav says, that if somebody drinks from a kos, it makes it pagum. Pagum means incomplete, that it has a problem. It's a chazit case kos, okay? It's missing something. So now, you cannot use this cup the way it is for anything of mitzvah. You're allowed to say, if you have a kos pagum, you drank from it, and then you left it there, and 2 hours later you want to drink more wine, outside of the seuda, you'll have to say beracha, no problem. Cannot use it the way it is for kiddush, for avdalah, or for the birkat hamazon. If you're going to do a zimun with a cup, you cannot use it the way it is. So you have to be metaken that kas. It's not the end of the world. You could fix it. How do you fix it? Shulchan Aruch in Seif Vav says, "Yicholim netaken kos pagum al yedei sheyosifu me'at yain." You could fix that problem by adding a little bit of wine to the kos pagum. You don't have to change it completely. Just add a little wine. Va'afilu alidei sheyosifu alav ma'im mitkan. Even if you add a little bit of water, it's also a tikkun. So it's lav davka yayin. But once you add some on it, that's it. It's not old anymore. You make it new. Now you have a new cup. Okay, beautiful. The Eliyahu Rabba says to be very careful with the amount of water that a person puts. Because we know that he says, as long as you bilvat shirosifu ala ma'im ad sheyeh bo rov. If you have a rov of water, then your yayin may become shehakol. That's a big problem with a lot of drinks that people do. Take an example. It's lav davka ma'im, could be any drink. Let's say you had a wine, it's a little strong, you decide to make sangria. So how do you do sangria? You add fruit juices with it, fruit juice, whatever it is. Now your wine is less strong and has a flavor. Okay, is that bore peria gefen or is that shakol? It's the same halacha. Is bore peria gefen or shakol? It depends how much juice there was. If there's a majority of juice, then 51% of juice, it becomes shakol. You have to be very careful with the grape juice of Mr. Kedem, because Mr. Kedem is from concentrate. So they tell you we have 51% of juice, 49% of water. So when you do like mekubalim, you'll ask Guillermo about this. When you ask the mekubalim, you know, to put some drops of water during birkat hamazon, you do that also? No, it's not a mekubal. Sorry. False alarm, gentlemen. All these weeks that we mentioned, forget. He's not a real one. So, fake news. If you add a few drops in there, you think you're a big baba, you're adding some gotitas, you add a little bit of water, you have no idea why, but okay, whatever, you do it. Yeah. So you add those things, instead of metaken, you make kalkel, because now your kos is shakol. It's not anymore bore peria gefen. So before you do things, you have to think twice. So here, the Eliyahu Rabba says, be very careful. If you don't add wine, it's better to add wine. If you don't add wine, you add a little bit of water, you got to make sure that it's blessed water and not the best. Now, if you add the water, you could make the whole thing shakol. Now I'm about to tell you a big chiddush. What about the following? You have a kos pagum. You said you want to add some wine or some water on it. Okay. You want to add some water or some juice, whatever it is. But you have a kos maim where you drink from. So let's call it kos maim pagum. Right? Pagum is a concept that goes on anything. It's a logical thing. You had a fresh cup. It's like saying a can of Coke before you open it or after you open it. Think about it. It's a good analogy. Before you open it, you're ready to pay money. Once somebody took two sips, it's used. It's not second-hand Coke. It's not first-hand Coke. You don't get the fizz the way you want. So same thing. It's pagum now. Okay. For water that I'm going to add on that, does it have to be not pagum? Or I could use my cup of water that I drank from, I have some water left, and add from there. I bet you anybody would use the water in front of them. I drank from it. Don't think of that. Shevet HaLevi, Rav Shmuel Vozner, he's Mechadesh HaChidush. He brings on the name of the Bach. I quote, Katava Bach, De Mashef Sharitaken Akos Ali De Maim, the way to Mitaken through water, Davka Maim Shelo Shatu Me'akos. Dafka water that is new water, the new can of water. Aval letaken b'mayim pegumim, kos pagum shel yayin, lo. To use water that is pagum, to be metaken a kos pagum, it doesn't work. You have to use new water. So how would you have to? You have to pour water, juice, whatever you're going to add to your wine. You have to pour some new to make that kos not pagum. So orange juice, no, it doesn't go with wine. Pomegranate juice, yes, that you had in a cup, you have to add more to the pomegranate juice. And now that your pomegranate juice is not pagum, you could use it to make the wine not pagum. If you're going to use it without metaken, the pomegranate juice, it doesn't work. These are just examples of hilchot pagum.